Welcome to Jean and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, November 6th, 2021. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And what'd you think?
I thought it was very hard.
Really?
I did. It took me 55 minutes exactly, and I'm just amazed I got it.
Gasp.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because I did Fridays in 42-42,
uh-huh.
And I thought that was much harder than this one, which I did in 32-28.
Wow.
I know. I think there were probably a few things that were in my wheelhouse that just sort of opened up sections that perhaps you didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Like, where do you have the most trouble?
Well, the long clues. There were so many long clues.
Mm-hmm.
There were three clues right in the middle of the puzzle that went the whole length of the puzzle, one right on top of one another.
Right.
So if you didn't get those, you didn't have a lot of letters to help, do the downs. And even some of those downs I didn't know, like 27 down, lead into date, ante.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of that. And
antedate.
Antedate.
Have you ever heard of antediluvian?
No.
Before the flood?
No.
It means really, say if something's antediluvian, it's really, really old, and I think it's referring to the biblical flood.
Oh.
And so I think antedate, I think that means before.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I found it very difficult.
Hmm.
But I did get through it, and I'm just still amazed that I didn't have to look anything up.
I think those are the best kind of crosswords, the mm-hmm. ones that really make you dig.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That, like, every crossword for me. But, like, I wouldn't even think, like, if we take 35 across assumes, there'd be no way that I would even attempt to guess what the answer to that is. Although, actually, I might have done for that one. Okay, take the one, yeah, but I mean, I would just start with the crosses.
Mm-hmm.
And just,
Well, I mean, I just skip it and then I do the downs and maybe I get a letter here or there.
Right.
So yeah, I do the same thing. I think most people do. But,
right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought some of the downs in that section, capiche was okay. I thought capiche meant, do you understand?
Mm-hmm. I did too.
But apparently not.
Well, it wasn't spelled like capiche the way I remember it spelled.
It is true. It's spelled
C-H-E. Usually it's like C-A-P-I. I want to say
S. It ends with S-H, right?
Yeah. I-C-S-H or something. Capiche.
I don't know. But 31 down, grade, was four letters, rate. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you got that.
I did, and then I took it out because 30 down was what cognitive behavioral therapy might treat in brief, and I put ADHD instead of PTSD, but eventually I got it.
Yeah, I don't know what made me think about PTSD because I don't think I knew any of the, like, so 30 across, right above 35 across, takes for granted, was, let's see, what was that? Prominent attire for junior Pac-Man. Propeller beanie.
Uh-huh.
And I could just not, I just couldn't visualize Junior Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a surprise.
Mm-hmm. I had the IE at the end, so I got old bow tie. Because I also had on Broadway, so I had the B.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, it's bow tie. So I had bow tie in there for a long time. And Before propeller beanie, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that area was, well, and actually I think the hardest for me was 36 across, Grande and others. And I thought, what's her name? Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
And I had star, and I thought it had something to do with stars. But I couldn't make any sense of it. Turns out it was Starbucks orders.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, that grande.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even 33 down, a sure thing, four letters, it was a lock.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I got that I certainly couldn't have figured that out. It was, but I just managed to get enough to power my way through it. I thought four down, which was a fairly long clue, was interesting. Maker of the world's first diesel-powered passenger car, Mercedes-Benz. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, that took me a long time.
Yeah, there were, well, this was by Brooke Husick and Will Nettinger, and I know both of those have published crosswords before, and I always think of Will's crosswords as being tougher. So not relative to Brooke, but just in general. 34 down was interesting. Home of the two deepest canyons in the Americas, each 11,500 plus feet. So first I started thinking about the Grand Canyon, and I'm like, I don't think it's that deep. That's very deep. And it turns out the answer was the Andes. I wonder if when they say deepest, that must mean relative to the top of a mountain, I guess. Because otherwise it would be way, way down in the earth, 11,500 plus feet. 41 across. What a trip, exclamation point. The answer was Odyssey. That was hard.
Yeah, that was like the last one I got, I think.
So that D of Odyssey ran into, we already mentioned 23 down, like Tony winning plays on Broadway. So is that like a requirement? I mean, are all the plays on Broadway, they've all won Tonys? Or I
Well, I
wasn't.
think those are the ones that are eligible to win.
What, to win a Tony, you have to be on Broadway?
I think so.
Well, that seems discriminatory on the basis of address. But, okay. Well, let's see. Did you know 10 down? Bell Labs development of the 1970s?
No,
Unix?
no.
That was the one clue I knew the answer to. It's just
Well,
like, ooh, I knew this one.
that would have helped because I had a lot of trouble in that corner.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That was one of the ones I was thinking it would help. Yeah, because they had nine across. Toni Morrison title character who lives in the bottom was Sula. I didn't get that reference.
No.
And even Boston exurb was Salem.
Right, that took me a while.
I mean, I guess now that I think about it, it was Salem, Massachusetts, and Boston is also in Massachusetts.
Right, but I
That's.
didn't realize Salem was a exurb of Boston. It must be pretty close.
Took off was laughed. And 12 down, floors, the answer was Oz. It's Awes. It's like, oh, that was well done. So,
Yeah, it was a good puzzle, but for me it was very difficult. But as you say, when you get those, then you do feel a sense of accomplishment. And I still have to say, even like 6 months ago, I would not have gotten this one done. I just, the more you do them in practice, the better you get.
Yeah, I sort of did a fist bump after I solved this.
No.
16 across, the furry creature that Wallace becomes during the full moon in a Wallace and Gromit film. So I had W-E, I thought it was going to be where, and I had to figure out which animal. So I had two B's and a T at the end, and I thought, it's a were-hobbit. And I don't know why I thought that, because there in one scene in the Hobbit where the Hobbit runs into Bilbo runs into the trolls, he goes he, that he's a burr, and then he changes his mind and says Hobbit, and says a burr Hobbit. So I went for were Hobbit, but that didn't help at all. So I knew to pull that out, and the A of what had been the O of Hobbit and became the A of Rabbit was part of 14 down. Amounts from a distillery, maybe. Barrelfuls. It's like, wow, okay, that's certainly true. Did you know photographer Diane Five Down?
Arbus? No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. So apparently, she was an American photographer. and she helped to normalize marginalized groups and highlight the importance of proper representation of all people. So, yeah, she's a very interesting photographer, and probably would make an excellent future Fun Fact Friday episode.
Okay,
So we
we'll
may have to we may
do a
have to
little research on her.
do a little research. Boy, 12, 22 down, Olympics rule breaker. I thought they were looking for a name of an Olympian,
Oh,
but it was Doper.
yeah.
So, yeah, I look at all of these clues and just I admire the artistry of the writing of the clues. I just think they did such a good job there.
Yeah.
But anywho, I think that's probably it for today.
Okay.
So thanks everyone for listening. And by the way, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Yep. Bye-bye.